You're listening to the Footglish podcast. Love football, learn English. How did Viktoria Plzeň manage to get a point against Eintracht Frankfurt in their opening game of this year's Europa League? Did the Plzeň players believe what they had achieved? What is Plzeň's European DNA? And what do we have to be careful about when pronouncing the words unbelievable and unimaginable? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Depends on which time of the day you are listening. My name is Zdeněk Lukas and this is the Footglish podcast. Hopefully your favorite English learning podcast about football. And today I'm joined by my friend Tomáš. Welcome back to the podcast, Tom.
Good morning, Zdeněk, and thank you.
Welcome back. Tomáš, I'm going to start by asking you this question, yeah? Do you drink beer?
Yeah, I guess almost everyone who lives in Czech drinks beer, so same for me, and I love it.
Instead of blood, we have beer in our veins, right, and arteries.
True.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite beer, Tomáš?
I would say nowadays I really like Radegast.
Mm-hmm.
But the most traditional one, which is Pilsner.
Exactly. Pilsner. That's why I was asking you this, because we are going to talk about Plzeň today.
Ah, okay.
Which is the city where Pilsen Urquell is made, the most common Czech beer. No, not most common, the most famous Czech beer, I would say. So we're going to talk about Plzeň and their game in the Europa League, because it was quite surprising. So did you watch this game, Tomáš?
I did. I watched the game and it was a great game. I think everyone who is following Czech football and how the Czech teams play in the Europa League, we have to be proud on Pilsen, also on Slavia and also on Sparta, how they played. And actually, before the game, I was quite skeptical, mm-hmm, about Plzeň versus Frankfurt, because Frankfurt, he is one of the top German teams. I think they lost only one game in this season, yeah, against Dortmund.
And a couple of years ago, they also won the Europa League themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a bad team, right? Not a bad team.
And when you compare the budget, the annual budget of those teams, it's like incomparable.
Hmm. And a tough place to go to for Plzeň to start their Europa League campaign. So away from home, everybody expected a battering. I don't know about you, but I thought Plzeň would lose. But did you know, Tomáš, that they have been unbeaten for about 26 matches in normal time? They've been unbeaten.
I have read this this morning, actually. I didn't want to believe it, so I checked it twice, because for me it was almost unbelievable. And I think the last game they lost against Fiorentina in overtime.
Yeah. It was in overtime.
Last season. So
I think they were down to 10 men or something like that. There was some kind of weird circumstance as well. So it's quite unimaginable. Like we still cannot believe it much, like Czechs, but Plzeň, they are a European giant now, because, well, what happened in this game, the biggest kind of surprising thing was that in the 85th minute, they were 3-1 down. They were trailing 3-1, and it looked like the game was over. But somehow, they got a point in the end, right?
There is something very special about Pilsen in Europa League. Very special. I've heard that they have a European DNA. So there is some special DNA inside the team. When they play really tough and difficult games against European giants or teams with way higher budget than actually they have, and they can still beat them, or they can play equally to them, which
Yeah.
is big surprise. And also that they are still rebuilding the team. So the
That's
general
right.
manager, Mr. Kobek, he lost two best players from last season.
You're
It's
right.
Hranac and Chorý. Chorý went to Slavia and Hranac went to
Hoffenheim.
Hoffenheim. And he's still rebuilding it, and they are
And
still
yet
there. Yeah.
they are getting results, and now they are in this league stage of the Europa League, you know, with the new system, playing their first game. Everybody expecting them to lose. I'm gonna read the teams they have to face, right? These are the teams they are facing in this league stage of the Europa League, Tomáš, yeah? Frankfurt, Ludogorets Razgrad, PAOK Soluň, Real Sociedad, Dynamo Kiev, Manchester United, Anderlecht Brussels, and Atletico Bilbao. So tough teams.
Yeah, and
So,
I can't wait the Old Trafford game.
wow, yeah, that's gonna be massive. That's gonna be a home game. It's not gonna be at the Old Trafford, it's gonna be at home, actually, in Pilsen,
It will be in Pilsen,
in
you sure?
Struncovi
Ah, okay. What a
yeah.
shame. What a pity for Pilsen.
True, but it will be great for the Plzeň fans. So, but going back to this game, so I heard from people, even ex-footballers like Václav Kadlec said it on his podcast, that by the time they were losing 3-1, they had switched off the TV. They stopped watching. I've heard it from numerous people. Were you one of those, or were you watching like
No,
me? Were you
no.
watching till the end?
I was watching. I have to admit that I was not as focused as before.
Me too.
So I didn't expect that they can,
Pull it off.
they can improve themselves so much. But on the other hand, they have this special essence. They have this lion heart in
Lionheart.
them. It's like a lion heart, you know,
I
when they
like
are
it. I
beating,
like it.
when they are facing some European giants, and it's like 85 minutes, and they are still losing 3-1, and
They
they
don't
just
give up.
don't give up. They don't give up.
They keep going. They have
Yeah.
self-belief. But Tomáš, I heard from the interviews after this game that they didn't believe it themselves. They apparently they thought the game was just, you know, just going to, they just didn't want to concede more goals. I think Schultz, Pavel Schultz said it. And apparently after the game in the dressing room, you can imagine a common scene would be to celebrate this, right? You score two goals in the last 5 minutes to get a draw at Frankfurt. That's amazing. But apparently, what happened in the dressing room instead was that they were staring at each other in disbelief. This is what they said. They didn't celebrate, they were just staring at each other, like, what just happened? They couldn't believe it. So
And
they have a new
I
player.
think also the goals, the goals which they scored, they were kind of surprising.
They're quite incredible at that point. The 2-3 goal was scored by Prince Adu. It's a new signing for Plzeň. Prince. So Victoria have their prince now. I think he played for Krivbas, a Ukrainian team. And he's very good. I like this player. And then the equalizer was scored by a player that doesn't even is a center defender and doesn't even go into the 6 yard box or 18 yard box for set pieces normally. And he hasn't scored a goal in years. Jemelka. So it was a mistake of a goalkeeper, but it was such a funny circumstance because Jemelka, of all people, Jemelka scored the equalizer. Yeah, a bit lucky, right? A bit lucky. What do you think? Was it lucky? Were they lucky or What happened there?
Absolutely. I think they were lucky, and the first goal which Schultz scored, it was amazing goal.
A long range,
you know, it's
drive.
Yeah, and it was so. When you look at it, it looks so easy to score the goal like this. But it's
no.
I think it was very important because they realized that they can play an equal game against such an opponent like Frankfurt.
Yeah,
and at the end they just didn't give up. They played until the real end of the game, and they were lucky. And also, I think that Frankfurt somehow lost the concentration a little bit.
Yeah, focus, so and they
were not that aggressive anymore.
They got complacent, I thought. They basically thought it was over, and they sometimes it happens, right? You kind of your arrogance gets the better of you, and then this is what breaks you in the end, right?
True.
Yeah, you should never underestimate a game like that, honestly.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The question is whether Plzeň will be able to keep all the players in the team for the next matches. Like Schultz, for example, I've heard that he might go away.
Yeah, he's gonna go. Well, he's now in the national team as well. He scored 2 goals. He's the star of the Czech league. I cannot see how he can stay at Plzeň, honestly. He will be there for this autumn, in my opinion, but in winter, I guarantee you he's gone.
Okay.
Yeah. So going back to my question, so they were lucky, but you know, when I say lucky, it sounds like they didn't deserve it, but I think they did, because if you look at the stats,
absolutely.
If you look at the stats, you know, the shots on target are 6-6. It's just that Frankfurt has more shots off target, 9-2, but shots on target, 6-6. Possession, 63% for Frankfurt, 31% for Plzeň. It's not too bad either.
I think it was acceptable.
And
expectable, sorry. I think that everyone expected that this will be this possession ratio will be like that.
Yeah.
So it's not a big surprise, but I have to admit that I really liked also the Frankfurt player Ektike. I think that's his name. He's the young guy who scored the first goal, and he played really well as well.
Yeah,
he was. It was amazing to watch him, how he can control the ball, how fast he is, how he reads the game. And I think also Jemelka did a great job when he was defending him, because I think he will be one of the stars in Europa League, this Ektike.
Yeah. Absolutely. I remember the commentator made a joke or something that when this player Ektike committed a foul, the commentator said that this was not done by the Ektike. So it seemed very funny when he said it. I probably is not funny now, but
so that's how you can remember his name now.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, Czech teams in Europe this season, incredible. The coefficient, the UEFA country ranking, for some reason we are in the lead for this year. We have over 6,000, we have 6,300 points, and the second best Portugal have 5,800 points. And the winner, excuse me, I'm losing my voice because of this, I cannot believe it. The winner of this year, actually the first two places will get an extra Champions League spot. And last year it was Germany and Italy. And of course it's not going to be us, because the tough games are yet to come, right? So we are so good because we played a lot of qualifiers. But in those qualifiers, yeah, out of 26 games, we have 21 wins, only 2 defeats. It's incredible. What is going on? Pinch me, Tomáš. I cannot believe it.
Yeah, we should enjoy it.
While it lasts. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to play it down, but I honestly, how long can this last? Until we play Manchester United and teams like that, I think. Right?
But I think you mentioned that the next game Plzeň will play is against Ludogorets. Right? And then there is PAOK Solun, Real, yeah, and Ludogorets.
Ludogorets was beaten by Slavia this week as well.
Yeah. So it's definitely beatable.
Your team, you are a Slavia fan. You're not a Plzeň fan. You might be the Plzeň beer fan, but... I still thought you would be a good person to talk to about this one, Tomáš.
I was watching it, definitely. I was not watching the Slavia game against Ludogorets.
You see?
Maybe I prefer to watch Plzeň.
You are becoming a Plzeň fan now.
And so what do you think? How will Plzeň perform in this group? Because there are a lot of teams that are definitely beatable.
Yes, but remember the list of the opponents I read you. So Plzeň, they are going to face each of these only once. Yeah. And I think it really comes down to this Ludogorets game, because it's the next game, it's a home game. It should be the easiest opponent of the rest, from what I can see. Maybe you could argue that Dynamo Kiev are not at their best and they are not playing in Kiev, right, because of the war situation. Mm-hmm. So maybe they can be beaten as well. But then it's going to be quite tough, you know. So I think if they get 3 points from the Ludogorets game, they have a really good chance of progressing. If they don't, I'm a little bit skeptical, as I was at the start of the season. But this point from Frankfurt, that's a real morale boost, right? That's something that nobody, I think, expected, not even Plzeň themselves, from the interviews I heard. So, you know, onwards and upwards.
As we have discussed at the beginning of our podcast, that Plzeň has this special DNA for matches in Europa League, and also those games are so much different compared to the matches in Czech League. So it looks that Plzeň could really surprise also teams like Real Sociedad or Kiev, like you mentioned, on Anderlecht, yep, Brussels. So now I'm actually more optimistic. When I saw the game with Frankfurt,
you're right,
and they were not the worst team. They were not.
And you know, Tomáš, what I thought as well. To me, it looked like they are giving Plzeň a lot of respect as well. Like, really, they it looked like they were waiting for what Plzeň will show, show. You know, so it seemed to me like they have made a name for themselves, Viktoria Plzeň, because last year they lost to Fiorentina in the quarterfinal.
Yes,
so
yes,
that was an incredible achievement, and they didn't concede many goals as well. It was like, well, this one they conceded 3, but they scored 3 as well, so no problem there.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that's it for today, Tomáš. I just wanted to keep it short because I think this is a huge achievement for Plzeň and for Czech football, and it was so surprising that I thought it deserved an episode of the Footgrish podcast, a separate one. So we've done it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me here. It was a pleasure, as always.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you for accepting my offer to be on the podcast. And I hope to speak to you again soon.
Speak to you soon, hopefully after Slavia game.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, everyone, welcome back to the Language Corner. As you guys know, I'm an English teacher, and that is why I have this segment, the Language Corner. This is where I do my job. This is where I try to teach you something. And this time, I would like to take a look at two adjectives. One of them is unbelievable, and the other is unimaginable. So, basically, I was talking about the fact that Victoria Plzeň have been unbeaten for 26 matches in Europe. Right? Last season, they played in the Conference League. This season, they are in the Europa League. And in the normal time, they have been unbeaten for 26 games. Yeah, they lost to Fiorentina in the extra time. And Tomáš said that he read about this in the morning, and he said, for me, it was almost unbelievable. And we are looking at the word unbelievable. It's quite a long word. It has a lot of syllables. Unbelievable. Five different syllables. So when it comes to these long words or any words in English, you always have to identify the main stress in order to pronounce it correctly, right? And of course, it's hard if you have to think about it. So the best way is if you can follow your intuition, right? Or if you hear the language, if you have heard this word so many times that it has become natural for you, that is the best approach if you can do that. But going back to the word unbelievable, the stress is on leave. That is the syllable that is the most prominent one. That's the one that sounds the loudest. Yeah, every word has one main syllable that is like that. We don't say unbelievable. We don't say unbelievable. We don't say unbelievable. No, we say unbelievable. So that's that. And also notice how we don't say unbelievably able. no, bl at the end. And similarly, I responded to what Tomáš said by saying it's quite unimaginable. A similar word, right? Unimaginable. Ma. The syllable ma is stressed. And again, we don't say unimaginable. We say unimaginable. A lot of people, a lot of English learners, for example, make a mistake when they pronounce the word comfortable. They say comfortable. No, it's not a table. It's not able. It's not able. It's able. Yeah, if it's an adjective that is long, it's almost always able. Unbelievable, unimaginable. There are more words in this episode which had the able suffix. Beatable. Tomáš used the word beatable, for example. Okay, guys. I hope this has been useful. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the Footgrish podcast. You can get it wherever you listen to your podcast, or you can even watch it on the Teachers Zdeněk YouTube channel. And if you do watch it on the Teachers Zdeněk YouTube channel, please make sure you subscribe. I can see that a lot of people watching this video are not even subscribed to the channel. So please do it. It's going to help out this channel. Thank you very much, everyone, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.